the best and the brightest.
Opportunity is
the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
Albert Einstein, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Charles Darwin, Dan Aykroyd, Sir Isaac Newton. What links them together? All are on the autism spectrum, which proves the point. People on the autism spectrum have much to offer in the workplace. Yet, some 90% of adults with autism in this country are underemployed or they're not working at all. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea believes that Michigan's losing out by not tapping into this resource, the community of men and women who are on the autism spectrum. Jeffrey Allen Ford is an author in East Lansing. He's a member of Mensa. In fact, the World Genius Directory named him the 2016 Genius of the Year for America. Jeffrey Ford has Asperger's syndrome and Mobius syndrome. Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be on your show.
Tell us, what is Asperger's and Mobius syndrome?
Asperger's syndrome is something that affects a person's social skills. It can cause sensory impairments. For example, I have a problem with sounds. Hallways in schools, hallways in shopping malls completely disorient me. And basically, the commonality with everybody with Asperger's is a social impairment, and that's what we struggle with the most.
And what about Mobius syndrome?
Mobius syndrome affects the sixth and seventh cranial nerves, and that causes visual difficulties, and it also causes facial paralysis. For me, the way that manifests is I'm completely unable to drive a car. Nobody wants to see me on the road. I would be known as dangerous. The other thing with the facial paralysis, when I was younger, I had to speak only one syllable at a time because my face, I couldn't coordinate the words with the thoughts in my head. It took many years. I was still in speech therapy during my first year of college. So it's been a lifelong challenge.
Jeffrey, I watched a video of a marvelous TED Talk that you gave this past March, and something really struck me. You said in the talk, as a kid, you hated how you were different from everyone else, and now you celebrate it. And I'm wondering what or who happened to help you make that shift?
Wonderful, wonderful question. What happened was many different people came into my life. When I was a child, you're stuck inside of a closed system, inside of a school building. A lot of times, the children you go to school with make up their minds about you in kindergarten, the first grade, and it's hard to break out of that. When I became an adult, I went out, and there's a whole big world out there, and I met so many other very unique people from different countries, and a lot of people were very open to who I am, and people who accept your differences tend to help to amplify the positive differences that you possess. Also, I did a lot of reading, and that helped too, because a lot of the great people in the world are people who are significantly different than other people, and that's what makes them special. If they were just like everybody else, we wouldn't talk about them. We wouldn't be watching them on TMZ. You really have to be different in a way to stand out and be great. When I used to try to be like everybody else, I failed miserably, and honestly, I often made a complete fool of myself. But once I started to accept how different I am and shared that, I'm also a writer. I've been read by millions of people, been on the cover of National Writing Magazine, and other people, my story resonates with them because my story is their story too. Nobody has ever reached the top of their profession by thinking and doing things exactly like everybody else. You have to think and do things a little bit different. And we never, ever fall in love with someone because that person reminded you of everybody else you ever met in your life. We fall in love with people because they're different. Once I learned to accept my differences, then I was open to have love come into my life, to have true relationships. And we have to by the way, people with Asperger's and people with autism, if when they're younger, what we do is we teach them that, okay, you need to socialize and behave like everybody else. And there's a big push to educate people to assimilate. And it's good to do that because you want people to have that choice about how they're going to get along into society or not. But if children with autism are taught to role play through life, they will never have a genuine relationship. And you'll make them ashamed of who they truly are. Mm-hmm. And it was by accepting my differences that really allowed a whole new world to open up to me. And by doing that, it didn't just stop with me. I've been able to affect millions of other people. And that is a life worth living, not being ashamed of who I am.
We've certainly seen autism awareness and acceptance change in the past decade. And to that point, your essay for The Next Idea about what people on the autism spectrum could bring to workplaces in Michigan. Give us some examples.
Well, people on the autism spectrum, especially the higher functioning people with autism, they are excellent in the STEM careers, the science, technology, engineering, and math. They're also often very good with music. They're in entertainment. So they can really contribute that way. Now, people with lower functioning autism, they have a lot to offer too, because both people on the higher end and lower end, we enjoy repetitive activities. We enjoy routine. It helps to make us very dependable. And statistically, we are seen as more dependable, more loyal, more honest, and more trustworthy. Those are great, great attributes to have as an employee and really in all relationships.
So you really believe Michigan's autistic citizens have a lot that they can do to benefit the state and its economy?
Oh, I know that they can. There's no question about that. And it's such a shame because it's an untapped resource because 90% are either unemployed or underemployed. We're in a whole different economy now. It's a global economy. We're not just competing with the town next to us or even with the rest of the state or the rest of the country. We're competing with people all over the world. We cannot waste a single human being. We can't. We have to tap into this resource. And some of the most intelligent people who ever lived, Einstein, Michelangelo, Mozart, Thomas Jefferson, Sir Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, are all seen by psychological experts now to have had autism. We cannot waste these visionaries because these are the people who could actually help propel us into a whole different future if only we'll listen and take the time to see what they have to say. A lot of people with autism, myself included, we might not be the life of the party or the best person at the water cooler in terms of who a lot of people might want to associate with. And some of us are. Some of us are. But just because people have social issues doesn't mean that we also don't bring a lot to the workplace.
Jeffrey Ford is an author, a speaker, and the World Genius Directory's 2016 Genius of the Year for America. His essay, and you do want to read this essay, it's great. It's at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Jeffrey Ford, it was great to talk with you. We want to thank you for being a part of the Next Idea.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.